Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, June 17th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Hyundai, the South Korean car maker, has announced plans to list its Indian unit. The company, which began its Indian journey 25 years ago with the Santro hatchback, aims to raise between $2.5 billion and $3 billion by offering 142.2 million equity shares, representing 17.5% of Hyundai India Motor Limited's post-offer paid-up equity share capital, valuing the subsidiary at $25 to $30 billion. This proposed IPO could surpass the record set by LIC, Life Insurance Corporation of India's $2.46 billion issued in May 2022, making it the largest in the country's history. The IPO also aims to address the traditional undervaluation that Korean companies face due to the dominant, often opaque, shareholder structure, a term for large family-controlled business conglomerates. Hyundai's IPO would make it the fourth major passenger vehicle manufacturer in India to be publicly listed, joining Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors, and Mahindra & Mahindra, as reported by Mint's auto correspondent Alicia Sachdev. The timing of this public offering is crucial as it coincides with Hyundai's rival, Tata Motors, making significant stride towards EVs and SUVs, efforts that have helped close the market share gap with Hyundai. Following the recent Lok Sabha election results, which resulted in the formation of a coalition government, bank stocks took a hit due to the perceived political uncertainty. Public sector banks saw sharper declines than the broader market on the results day. While the Nifty 50 index fell 5.9%, the Nifty PSU Bank index dropped by about 15%. Although these indices have since recovered, the plunge and subsequent rebound highlights the transformative change public sector banks have undergone in recent years, thanks primarily to government decisions. These initiatives have dramatically improved the profitability of these banks. In fiscal year 2023-24, the net profit of 12 PSU banks exceeded 1.4 trillion rupees, a 35% increase from the previous year and a fourfold increase from 2020 to 2021. Our partners at howindialives.com have explained how these PSU banks, the stock prices of which are heavily dependent on policy and regulations, are on an upward trend again. Click on the link in the show notes to check out the charts prepared by howindialives.com. Since the recent election results, foreign investors have been rapidly cutting down their bearish bets on Indian stock indices, helping the Nifty and Nifty Bank reach new highs. Initially, these investors held a significant number of short positions, essentially betting that stocks would fall. By June 14, they had dramatically reduced these positions, suggesting a potential shift towards betting on stocks to rise, reports Mint's market correspondent Ram Sagal. This substantial change is largely due to increased political instability with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government continuing. Interestingly, retail and high net worth investors seized this opportunity to cash in by selling their long positions, where they bet on stocks going up, to these foreign investors. Your seafood is in danger, and the climate change is to be blamed. People across the country from Goa to Kolkata are finding it increasingly difficult to source fresh fish due to marine heat waves. The rising temperatures are severely impacting marine life, especially in inland water bodies. Trivesh Mahekar, a fisheries scientist at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research's Central Coastal Agricultural Research Institute in Goa, told Mint's Pooja Das that an alarming 2 to 5% of fish population in lakes and ponds may have perished. Warmer water temperatures reduce dissolved oxygen levels, leading to a decline in fish populations. Fish consumption in India varies widely by region, with the highest intake in states like Karnataka, Maharashtra, and Kerala. where per capita consumption has more than doubled over the past 2 years, prices have increased exponentially. This deep dive by Pooja Das explores the perils facing the fisheries industry and the effects climate change is having in our dietary habits. To address the sharp rise in pulse prices, the Indian government has mandated that major retail chains and online grocers report their pulse stock level twice a week. These retailers include DMart, Reliance Retail, Big Basket, Amazon, and Flipkart. This move aims to improve transparency and prevent price manipulation. Recent inspections by government officials at port and industry hubs revealed that some major retailers had been neglecting to disclose their stocks as required. In response, the Department of Consumer Affairs updated its stock disclosure portal mid-April to more closely monitor these retailers' stock levels, reports Ms. Pooja Das and Dhirendra Kumar. This regulatory setup comes at a time when the prices of common pulses such as chana dal, tur or ahar, urad, masoor and moong have seen significant increases ranging from 0.6% to 25% year over year. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next episode of Top of the Morning, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.